Welcome to your Food for Thought this week from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Next Tuesday, June 7th, is World Food Safety Day. It marks the fourth annual World Food Safety Day, and this is a day that draws attention to the importance of safe food and inspires action to help prevent, detect, and manage foodborne risks worldwide. Practicing safe food handling and hand washing are key to preventing food poisoning and ensuring great health. The Centers for Disease Control estimates that Salmonella causes more foodborne illnesses than any other bacteria. Join the Partnership for Food Safety Education on a Facebook Live or their YouTube channel next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for a special event focusing on safe poultry handling. Also, be sure to check out the Partnership for Food Safety Education website at fightback.org for more information. While many consumers are aware of the risks of consuming raw or undercooked poultry, fewer realize that the steps they're taking when handling poultry in the grocery store and at home could be putting them at risk for contracting a foodborne illness. Contaminated food sickens nearly 48 million people in the United States every year. That's 1 in 6. Chicken is the food category responsible for the second largest number of foodborne illnesses. Foodborne illness usually causes a stomach ache, and in some cases, it can lead to kidney failure or other chronic long-term health problems. Recent research showed that consumers were taking actions at the grocery store and at home that increased their risk of foodborne illness from raw poultry. Based on this research, the nonprofit Partnership for Food Safety Education and the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service want to remind consumers of important and easy to follow steps to help keep you and your family food safe. In the store, don't touch. You need to disinfect your shopping cart handle, place poultry in plastic bags, and use hand sanitizers. You want to use the disinfectant wipes on surfaces, especially the handlebar and child seats on your shopping cart. You want to use plastic bags provided at the meat counter to help avoid cross-contamination. You cover your hand with the plastic bag when grabbing raw poultry from the meat case. And then use hand sanitizer after touching raw and packaged poultry if soap and water are not available. At home, place the food in the refrigerator or the freezer and wash hands before and after handling. You want to keep the poultry in the plastic bag and place on a lower shelf to prevent leakage from contaminating other foods. Use warm water and soap to clean hands and surfaces that have potentially come into contact with poultry or its juices. You also want to check the temperature of your food by thawing it in the refrigerator and using a food thermometer. Keep poultry at or below 41 degrees when thawing. Cook poultry to a safe temperature of 165 degrees to kill harmful bacteria. And the only way to know if your chicken is safe or it's reached the right temperature is to use a food thermometer. And please think before you rinse or wash your poultry. Rinsing poultry increases the chances of spreading raw juices around your kitchen. Remember, cooking to 165 degrees is the only way to kill bacteria that can cause foodborne illnesses. I also want to remind everyone that the Person County and Granville County Extension Office provides free pressure canner dial gauge testing. So if you're planning to do some canning this year, you need to get your dial gauge tested on your pressure canner every year. You can just bring the canner lid to the extension office. In Person County, we have a day, Wednesday, June 8th, from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. where you we are taking appointments. So if you'd like to set up maybe like a 30-minute appointment, it won't last that time. But if you have questions, you can use that time to ask any questions. But on Wednesday, June 8th, 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Person County Extension Office, you can call our office number at 336-599-1195 to set up an appointment for that day. Or in either office, you can always drop off your dial gauge lid labeled with your name and telephone number, and we will test it and we will give you a call back when we are done with that. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in.